academics, businessmen, and lawyers sign open letter against Remainer Phil Hammond with 63 pro-Brexit Tory MPs. By Jack Montgomery on October 14, 2018. Dozens of Brexiteer Tory MPs have been joined by members of the House of Lords, prominent academics, businessmen, and legal professionals in a public broadside against Chancellor Philip Remainer Phil Hammond's anti-Brexit economic forecasts. The open letter published by The Telegraph is seen as something of a show of strength by the Brexiteer wing of the Tory party, which is currently attempting to thwart Remain voting Prime Minister Theresa May's Chequers plan to keep the United Kingdom subject to large swathes of the EU's rules and regulations, and possibly leave the entire country in the bloc's customs union as a so-called backstop solution to keeping the border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland free of customs infrastructure. Specifically, the letter signed by 63 Tory MPs takes aim at Treasury Chief Philip Remainer Phil Hammond's leaked economic forecasts claiming a no-deal Brexit would deliver a 7.7% hit to GDP over a period of years, hinting that they are, like the Treasury's pre-referendum anti-Brexit forecasts turned out to be, based on flawed or manipulated modeling. It is unacceptable that the government leaks the results of its modeling when it suits but simultaneously hides what lies behind these forecasts from the public. The letter begins, alluding to the fact that the Treasury has not made it clear how it has arrived at its highly negative predictions. The cross-Whitehall Brexit analysis leaked to the news website BuzzFeed early this year and subsequently published in the form of 24 PowerPoint slides, forecasts a 7.7% hit to GDP under a world trade deal under WTO rules and a 4.8% contraction under Canada Plus. Independent private sector forecasts and those of Whitehall are wildly far apart, many of which forecast a positive impact on GDP, the signatories point out. They suggest that Hammond's own words suggest the disparities are based on difference in calculating the benefits accruing from new, free trade agreements and the impact of any possible new non-tariff barriers between Britain and the EU. They then go on to say that the Treasury's analysis appears to be predicated on the EU behaving illegally and in defiance of WTO rules that are backed by the international legal order, and express concern that the department is indulging in policy-based evidence-making, i.e. shaping their research to support a desired political outcome, rather than providing legitimate research. Hammond is widely seen as being the major force behind efforts to either thwart Brexit or ensure that it is delivered in name only, with the country remaining subject to most EU obligations and regaining only very limited powers over its regulatory regime, trade policy, fishing waters, and so on. At least one cabinet colleague has gone so far as to say the Chancellor is trying to frustrate an FCK-up Brexit on purpose. List of open letter signatories in full. Sir David Amess MP. Richard Bacon MP. Steve Bicker MP. Bob Blackman MP. Crispin Blunt MP. Peter Bone MP. Ben Bradley MP. Andrew Bridgen MP. Connor Burns MP. Sir William Cash MP. Sir Christopher Chope MP. Simon Clark MP. Sir Geoffrey Clifton Brown MP. Robert Quartz MP. Philip Davis MP. Right Hon David Davis MP. Nadine Dorries MP. Steve Double MP. Richard Drax MP. James Dutridge MP. Right Hon Ian Duncan Smith MP. Charlie Elphick MP. Nigel Evans MP. Right Hon Mark Francois MP. Marcus Fish MP. Zach Goldsmith MP. James Gray MP. Philip Hollabone MP. Adam Holloway MP. Sir Bernard Jenkin MP. Andrea Jenkins MP. Right Hon David Jones MP. Daniel Kaczynski MP. Stephen Kerr MP. Pauline Latham MP. Sir Edward Lee MP. Andrew Luer MP. Right Hon Dr. Julian Lewis MP. Ian Little Granger MP. Julia Lopez MP. Tim Lawton MP. Craig McKinley MP. Anne Main MP. Nigel Mills MP. Anne Marie Morris MP. Cheryl Murray MP. Dr. Matthew Alford MP. Right Hon Preeti Patel MP. Right Hon Owen Patterson MP. Right Hon Sir Mike Penning MP. Right Hon John Redwood MP. Jacob Rees-Mogg MP. Lawrence Robertson MP. Andrew Rosendahl MP. Lee Rowley MP. Henry Smith MP. Bob Stewart MP. Right Hon Sir Desmond Swain MP. Derek Thomas MP. Ross Thompson MP. Right Hon Teresa Villars MP. Right Hon John Whittingdale MP. Bill Wiggin MP. William Ragg MP. The Right Hon the Lord Flight. The Right Hon the Lord Lilly. The Right Hon the Viscount Ridley. Lord Vincent of Rodham Dean. Right Hon David Heathcote Amory, former MP. Professor Vudayagi Balasubramaniam, Professor of Development Economics, Lancaster University. Professor David Blake, Professor of Economics and Director of the Pensions Institute, Cass Business School. Roger Boodle, Chairman of Capital Economics. Michael Barrage, Director of CIMIGO, former lecturer at the London School of Economics. Professor Tim Congdon CBE, Chairman, Institute of International Monetary Research, University of Buckingham. Professor Kevin Dowd, Professor of Finance and Economics, Durham University Business School. Charles Dumas, Chief Economist, T.S. Lombard. John Greenwood, Chief Economist, Invesco. Dr. Graham Gudgeon, University of Cambridge. Dr. Andrea Hasso, Macroeconomist, Public Policy Analyst, and former Trade Negotiator. Ruth Lee CBE, Economic Advisor, Arbuthnot Banking Group. Professor Graham Leach, CEO and Chief Economist, Macronomics. Neil McKinnon, Global Macro Strategist, VTB Capital. Douglas McWilliams, Deputy Chairman, CBER. Edgar Miller, Convener, Economists for Free Trade. Professor Patrick Minford, Chair, Economists for Free Trade and Professor of Economics, Cardiff University. Professor David Payton, Chair of Industrial Economics, Nottingham University Business School. Dr. John Whittaker, Senior Teaching Fellow, Lancaster University. Amanda Vigar, Managing Director, V&A Vigar Group. Arabella Arkwright, Partner, Hatton Country World. Johnny Arkwright, Director, Hatton Limited. Tom Bohills, Co-Founder, Alliance for British Entrepreneurs. Simon Boyd, Managing Director, Reeds Teal. Sir John Craven, former Member of Board of Managing Directors of Deutsche Bank AG. Judith Donovan CBE, Yorkshire Businesswoman. John Fifield, Chairman, Fifield Glyn Limited. Lance Foreman, Owner, H. Foreman & Son. Sir Rocco Forte, Chairman, Rocco Forte Hotels. Ed Harden, Co-Founder, Alliance for British Entrepreneurs. Ian Herbert, Chief Executive Officer, Vistar. Daniel Hodson, Chairman of the City for Britain. Mr. John Longworth, Chairman, Leave Means Leave, Entrepreneur and former Director General of the British Chambers of Commerce. Tim Martin, Chairman, J.D. Weatherspoons. John Mills, Chairman, JML. Terence Mordaunt, Chairman, The Bristol Port Company. John Moynihan, Chairman, Ipex Capital. Christopher Nieper, Managing Director, David Nieper Lieutenant, Chair, David Nieper Education Trust. Sir David Ord, Managing Director, The Bristol Port Company. Emma Pullen, Managing Director, British Hovercraft Company. Richard Tice, CEO, Quidnet Capital LLP. Professor David Collins, Professor of International Economic Law, City, University of London. Martin Howe QC, Barrister, Chair, Lawyers for Britain. Clive D. Thornsherb, Solicitor and Arbitrator, Board Member, Lawyers for Britain. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.